Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jessica Van Roekel. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Romans chapter 4, verse 18.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. I can remember praying and praying for an answer to prayer. The waiting and waiting seemed like the hardest experience. The longer I waited, the more I wrestled with questioning whether God was actually listening. My heart and my eyes kept looking for evidence of him moving on my behalf, but I couldn't see it. I couldn't find it. I would wake up in the morning hopeful with the words, maybe today, running through my mind. Then I would go to bed at night disappointed because it was another day upon a string of days filled with waiting and trusting. I had to choose what I would believe, that God hears me, over what I felt, which was that he was ignoring me. Our feelings can conflict with our faith, hope, and trust in God. These feelings allow us to sift through our disappointment, sorrow, and anger while we continue to put our faith in God. But faith struggles when we allow our feelings to become dictators. Feelings indicate to us an area where we can invite the Lord into our hearts and receive his comfort and guidance. Today's verse centers on Abraham and his faith in God to keep his word and his promises. Abraham started out with the name Abram, and eventually God changed it to Abraham when God appeared to him a second time. But in Genesis 15, God came to Abraham the first time to make a promise to him. This verse reads, "He, God, took him outside and said, 'Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them.' Then God said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.' Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness." This covenant or promise involved two things, land and numerous people. From Abraham would come the nation of Israel, even though he was childless. And eventually he would be considered the father of many nations. Abraham became the father to the Jewish nation in the physical sense, and he also became the father of Christ's followers as they followed his example and had the same kind of faith in God. Faith and righteousness are a common theme throughout the Old and New Testaments. Faith reveals itself through righteous acts. In Genesis chapter 15, 20 is one of the first places the two are mentioned together. In the Old Testament, faith implied a trust or reliance and a loyalty to. Righteousness implies being in a right relationship to God and to his will. God's promise to Abraham came through righteousness of faith. God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead, and who can call into existence the things that do not exist. This is who Abraham hoped in. Abraham is a great example of what it looks like to wait with faithful expectation. He had full confidence and hope in God's unmatched ability to fulfill the promise he made to him. Abraham revealed his faith and hope by how he trusted God to fulfill what was his promise, to make his descendants into a great nation, and to be the father of all who believed in God. Romans chapter 4, verse 11 states, "And he, Abraham, received circumcision as a sign, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then he, Abraham, is the father of all who believe but have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to them." Our verse today uses two key terms, hope and believed. In the Greek, hope means joyful, confident expectation, and believed means to trust. Abraham believed in the supernatural, life-giving work of God. This life-giving power was accomplished in Abraham as he believed. Trust does not mean doing nothing, but doing everything with trust and reliance on God. Abraham left his homeland for an unknown destination. He recognized his reality for what it was. He hoped against hope, which means he hoped against all arguments of sense, reason, and experience. These were against him, yet he did not give up hope when all seemed lost. God enabled him to believe, so he might pass on to us a faith set at the highest standard for us to direct our hearts to raise our faith to, and to be encouraged to live with this faith that doesn't lose hope. We can learn so much from Abraham and his example of faith. He trusted God even when his circumstances screamed at him not to. He walked out his faith through obedience to what God promised. He chose faith and hope. What is your relationship with God like? Do you feel alone and wonder if he really means his promise to never leave or forsake you? Our circumstances are our reality, but God is our reality too. We can look at our lives through a realistic lens, recognizing our loss, and also choosing to believe God's word. He is our treasure and our hope. Let's pray. Holy God, thank you that you have left us with examples of men and women in the Bible who had a faith that we can learn from, that we can lean into when our own life shows that we are struggling with our circumstances, that we are wrestling with hope. God, I ask that you would enable us to believe. Lord, that I ask that you would enable us to walk in hope, even though our circumstances are screaming at us not to hope, but Lord, that we would hope against all hope, that we would hope in you, because you are our God, you are our Lord, you are the one who loves us enough that you gave your only son so that we might have relationship with you. God, today, no matter what our circumstances may say, no matter that hope seems lost, God, we are going to choose, we are going to decide to hope in you, because you do not disappoint us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.